Let me go ahead and get started. Good morning. Johnson County Tourism Association.
I think it's about time that we do something with that. Seems like John Corden is, from what I'm hearing, is running meetings without advertising them, electing officers without having a board there. If that's actually going on, I think that we need to do something about it. There's only, I think of the seven members, there's only three left in there.
I know they're dropping like flies.
Yeah, and it's because of their administration. It's too much money to just overlook it. $260,000 that they're in charge of. Recommend that we put our heads together and come up with a solution.
I feel very scheduled that board training. And I think that might be a board that didn't have the onboarding training that maybe they needed.
With Barry's schedule, I do not believe he's given it yet.
And there is a Wyoming lodging tax manual by the state puts out that limits, or it tells them exactly what they can and can't do as a lodging tax board to have to administer the funds. And they might need to receive a copy of that to make sure they're following the proper guidelines.
Sounds like maybe we could.
Now, is it true that they had the board that had been there with all the people who just left had decided to move forward with the new plan as of late last year? I believe they did a presentation to both the commissioners and the council in maybe December or January. And now the new leftover members are trying to throw that in the trash and start all over.
They've actually already done it.
Was their campaign of Rome, when in Rome?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
But they're not doing that anymore?
Well, I don't know if they're doing that campaign, but their cover sheet, their brand, so to speak, was Johnson County Tourism. Now it's Buffalo and KC. And it's...
There's not even Johnson County, huh?
No. And they just spent $100,000 on that 2 years ago, and now they've spent another $50,000 on that. So, according to what I was told.
But, commissioners, on your agenda today, you are doing an appointment to the JCTA?
Lodging.
Yes, that's on your agenda. I'm just wondering if you should wait on that. I mean, I don't know what good it does to wait, but I don't know. It just feels like we have maybe something that needs to be ironed out before. Look, we have one board member on our side that we need.
Yes.
And the rest of your city.
Yes.
One plug, Buffalo, KC.
Sounds maybe.
So I think it had been when wrong.
What is the city's plan for filling their board vacancies on the tourism board?
I don't know that we have one.
haven't been able to get anybody want to do it so far.
We've been advertising for that, right?
We have, but we, I just feel that there's a problem to solve before we... Mm-hmm.
Is it something where we need to sit down with, I don't even know, who's leading the JCTA? Sit down with that individual and see here. Or do we need to make a game plan amongst us first?
Well, I think there's four left on the board, and then depending on if you guys appoint your other member, maybe a conversation with the board. Mm-hmm.
Is it time to hire a director for the JCCA, the board? Give the director options on which way to go with the.
So Bob, I believe they had advertised in the past for a director who were unable to fill the position. I think presently they have a bookkeeper or an administrator. Just remember that any administrative dollars you spend or dollars that can be spent is on advertising and marketing.
At this point, I don't think they spend any dollars on advertising and marketing in the last third of a month.
So we should have an attorney in the room.
Mr. Mayor, I'd propose we form a little ad hoc group that the commissioner, representative from the city, and probably either Mr. Crago or is Ms. Geis your attorney now?
Mr. Kerber.
Okay, or Dennis. To sit down with the board, review their bylaws, answer any questions they have about the state statutes, and just kind of get to the bottom of this, if that's amenable to you.
I have no qualms.
No, that sounds good to me.
And is there a liaison from either the city?
Never has been.
There never has been. Mm-hmm. That might be something else you want.
Yeah, I think it wasn't. Nothing ever came up because like Big Mike had been on there for so long, and even when he was mayor, he was on that board. So it was just.
Did you used to go to the Scott?
I have. I've gone to a couple of them. Not very, very frequently, not very often.
I mean, they had the same board for the most part for years and years and years. With Mike and Jim Henry and Mike Madden and Tom Knapp and Clay and Harold.
Mm-hmm. And we could possibly tap Mike Madden since he sat on that board for 10 years or something. So he has institutional knowledge there that could, might be able to help them.
You want to touch base after your meeting today?
We can, or if you want to make an appointment right now, that'd be fine too. I was going to let Commissioner Perry do it since he's the one that got to the bottom of this. So.
Well, I don't like to be negative, but I don't like to see our like men, our tourism and board not doing
like 48 days left. So don't look at me.
Okay. Very important. We'll get some advertising.
I think we'll. I think I'll assign Mr. Madden, Councilman Madden.
Okay.
With his knowledge.
See what happens if you don't show up to meetings.
If you're not at the table, you're getting served on it?
Yes.
I was going to say, I'm not sure it wouldn't be a good idea if you get maybe slide him into one of those positions.
Can you be a voting member?
That is a joint powers board, so I think that I don't know if you can appoint yourselves to these.
We did with the Bomber Mountain because the mayor Casey was always on that board.
Those bylaws are written that way, but they have to be.
Yeah.
The bylaws say that it has to be the mayor. I can look at the first.
Then we'll talk to Dennis.
Unless we have the county appoint
the original judge
Matt, so we don't appoint ourselves.
Okay.
Thank you, Grunt Screaming.
Anything else on GCTA? Commissioners, anything else? Extraterritorial jurisdiction.
All right, good morning.
ET.
Yes.
Here we go. Well, that's extraterrestrial.
I would say everyone's aware of continued discussion about parcels of property that are within the 1 mile perimeter where they are still in the county, but within that 1 mile buffer of the city. They may or may not be contiguous to the city. Remember that several years ago, the Wyoming legislature shrunk that, they called it the ring of death. At the time, and it was 5 miles out where the city got consultation, and it was a result of some problems that were happening in Albany County and some other places, certainly not anything where there that was going on here. Another thing that happened at that time was that the legislature prohibited what would be called flagpole annexation. And what that was is where the local government would like go down a road to use that to be contiguous and then make a flagpole with a, basically creating an island of land. And so in 2001, there was discussion between the city of Buffalo and Johnson County about dealing with growth and development. And so what had been proposed was a memorandum of understanding between the city and the county to kind of lay out that process. And actually within the state statute on the 1 mile of extraterritorial jurisdiction, it is pretty silent on what the document has to be. It just says that there has to be consultation. And so I think that that under, in your little packet, and Julie, thanks for making copies of this, was it's Appendix A, Growth and Management and Understanding Agreement, was the intention of this document was to lay out that process. That was put together prior to everybody that is sitting at this table. It was never acted upon by any of the entities. And as you know, we are kind of sitting out there in limbo. And so I asked to add this to the agenda because I think that we need to begin a discussion and look at putting together a formal, whether it's a memorandum of understanding or if it's a resolution from the county, ordinance, was it just whatever kind of our attorneys feel is the best course of action, just so that there is a clear and defined process that makes it fair to everyone, that protects the city and the county from potential litigation, and allows your planning commission and our planning commission to know basically how to interact as subdivisions within the proximity of that 1 mile of jurisdiction come up so that there aren't any questions. And so if you ever want a wealth of knowledge on this process, just go sit down with Jim Waller, but please schedule at least an hour or an hour and a half of your time, because he will share more historical data and information than you can imagine. So I certainly don't think this is anything that needs a decision today, but I do think that it is something that we need to start rolling. If there's something that there's interest from the city of Buffalo in doing an agreement, we probably also need to do one with the town of KC, because a lot of times we forget that they deal with growth issues as well. So, you know, I think that on our side it can probably be a document that's pretty similar, but also I think that it needs to recognize the challenges that we face here, whether it's land that is presently in agricultural production that could be lost. Certainly everybody's concerned about water. And then we have the soil question that a lot of time gets answered by the conservation district when they do the soil study as part of people's permit to put in a septic, if those folks are not going to ask to be put onto city sewer through a connectors agreement. So that's what I bring to you this morning.
Do you think the two planning boards should play an active role in what this document would say?
I think that the probably the best document would be one that originated from those two boards, because they know how best they need to interact. I also know sometimes we have to nudge boards along to get them going on items, and so I think that if we ask them to put something together, or you know, if there's no interest from the city in formalizing an arrangement, then we'll continue to try to work through the system that is or isn't in place. The state law grants that authority to the city, and so it's a question of how do you want to be involved or not be involved.
I think that those two boards coming up with something would be the best thing. I mean, sometimes people stay on those boards for a long time, and sometimes longer than us that's in office, and we don't know that, you know, all the intricacies. stuff that they would need to know and know to be able to discuss when something comes up.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that one of the things that I can see where the city has the zoning and the county doesn't, that ring of death, lack of a better word, ought to be of great interest to you because you have some control on how that property is developed.
Do you want to go 5 miles?
No.
I think we'll, kind of sounds like we'll get the chairman of each of our board, your board together.
I think it'd be really helpful because I know county planner and city planner, they talk a lot and all this, but then they come down to this, but there's no clear definition. And so rather than one side throw on the other side under the bus, this is a great way to get on board with. Mm-hmm. What will we accept? What won't we accept? How hard is it to get an exception to this? So.
Is this the MOU that we fell back on when we were having some issues with the subdivision
of Mather's Peak?
Mather's Peak. Is this the document we would fall back on when we ran into those type of issues? Is that what this is going to spell out for us, or maybe that was a whole different slew of issues that...
Well, that one had stuff through a grant to the state about water development, if I remember the documents.
But yes, John, in theory, there wouldn't be any questions about whether or not to allow something or just how it's going to be handled.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
As Wes alluded to, Mather's Peak gets a little more difficult because those folks are, I think, interested in city sewer and water, and you have a transmission line that was paid for with water development dollars that has some caveats that come with who and how it gets tapped into. And then you throw in county right-of-ways that you're trying to bring utilities through, and so, yeah, it gets a little tricky.
So is it, probably a silly question, but I'm going to ask it. Is this like a letter challenging both of the commissions? Like a joint letter from...
Mr. Mayor, I think, yeah, we could put together a letter that goes to both of the boards asking them to develop an MOU that outlines kind of all the concerns that they're experiencing now, while also is current with state statute and kind of is something hopefully that will be a lasting document rather than something that is reactionary.
Yeah.
You don't want to manage my crisis.
No, Bob. You're not.
I think it's a great idea. Thanks for bringing that up, Bill.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, kind of what do you feel for timeline? You know, I know we're benefiting from, we're going into kind of the lull in construction season, so your planning commission and our planning commission may not be inundated with new requests and projects. Ours is in the process of beginning their land use plan. And they do have a couple of subdivisions on the docket, but I guess I don't see any reason why we couldn't ask them to have a draft ready by the 1st of February, 1st of March. What's your feeling, Mr. Mayor?
I think that's a good time frame. That gives them how many meetings in between? So, yeah, 1st of March, they could be comfortable with.
We will have, I think, we'll have one appointment on ours. I don't know where you guys are in their term. Obviously, you'd hate to dump something on a brand new board and say, like, here, figure this out.
I think we only have just the one.
Okay.
The one.
Maybe we need to add Myra to that one because we don't want out.
She's here, so.
I
And I told her to come.
Come defend yourself.
Yeah.
Anything else on the extraterrestrials?
I don't have anything.
Any more commissioner items, Commissioner Perry?
No, I don't have anything.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. The County Commissioners Association was lucky enough to have Rocky Mountain Power pay to give us a grant writer at the start of COVID. She has come up with a grant, and we took it to our board. That is technical assistance on housing. Our board looked at it. Unfortunately, it's really not something that's in the wheelhouse of counties, and it's more appropriate in the wheelhouse of cities. And so I don't know who your WAM liaison is, but I would encourage the city to maybe prod WAM a little bit about the housing assistance program. I think there's up to like $8 million. Part of it is money that is technical assistance to allow cities to look at and address housing issues. And then there's also some money to actually put on the ground and do some hopefully positive work on dealing with workforce housing. It wasn't appropriate for the role of counties. And so I'm going to throw that over to your end. The other thing I would just remind everybody, Revenue Committee is meeting this week. They have property taxes on their agenda, so we'll get a preview on, I think, what the committee feels is going to move forward for property tax relief for folks. Kind of an FYI, on Saturday, the Republican caucus will meet to pick the Senate president and the
leadership.
Speaker of the House, along with other leadership. Remember that those people then appoint the committee chairs and the legislators' committee assignments, so stay tuned. I'm concerned because there are some people running for leadership who are anti-local government, who consistently vote against direct distribution and do not believe that cities, towns, and counties need any help. So I hope the elections work out and people that care about the future of our state are the ones that are selected for leadership.
No names mentioned. Anything else, Mr. Chair?
The only thing you need maybe a heads up for is that the senior district and AJ are looking at maybe doing something with the senior center. They don't know exactly what yet, but they'll be coming to you and they'll want your input on it. So if you would look into that and stay abreast of it while I'm gone, this isn't going to happen right away, but they're talking about doing something within the next year.
Going to jail?
No, I'm being free. Parole.
Councilman Camino?
Nothing.
That's going to be hard.
What is Mayor Gaskin?
Not even coming.
No. Just a reminder, I think, isn't the 15th at 5 is a Main Street meeting?
So,
yeah. At the library?
That's all right.
Yeah. Madam Clerk?
Well, I would just let you know that we have, with our two new council members, they do have city email addresses assigned now. So it will be myra.camino@cityofbuffalowy.com and mike.madden@cityofbuffalowy.com. And then, I'm glad you mentioned that meeting. I did see a letter to the editor about this intersection, and I know that they're The one by the high school,
yep.
South Bypass and Main Street, that it's dark. So I think you're, I think YDOT will do a great job of focusing it back on the project, but I think that's going to be a big discussion. And then just from reading the Facebook official comments, they're concerned about the intersection where the crossroads is. And then also at the Smith, that they need a stoplight there. So there is potential that even though YDOT doesn't feel we need all these stoplights and everything, they do the studies and everything, the meeting will try to go in a different direction, I think. But I think YDOT will do a good job of bringing it back. And then a follow-up question for Bill. Direct distribution. I know that the Craig Report was great this year. It happens... Well, I'll save that for the legislators, why so much has to go into the savings. But it's good to plan for the future. But do you think there's a risk, maybe not this year, I think our direct distribution will be safe, but because of all this one-time money coming in and they feel that they're giving cities, towns, and counties money, do you feel that direct distribution will be, obviously it's always something to watch, but I'm afraid that that will be one of the first things they want to chop. And my concern, I guess, with that is one-time money just does a project right now, and then that direct distribution, I don't know that we've counted on it as far as to balance our general fund budget or anything. We, as the city of Buffalo, we've always tried not to, that it is just seed money for a project, it's matching funds. But I'm speaking now for all of my other cities, towns, and counties, Ranchester's, Dayton's, Claremont, Casey, they could not function without that direct distribution.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's at risk. You saw that in the last budget when at one point they wanted to put a formula in that took into account the amount of ARPA dollars that you received and have it offset. I think it will be a continual battle until you find a permanent funding source and it's not reliant on direct appropriations from the legislature to fund that. We presented, Jeremiah and members of our revenue committee presented to the legislative revenue committee three different times ad nauseum a stack of ideas and said, this is how you could permanently fund direct distribution. They just choose not to do on it and then complain that the sky is falling. So I do think, yeah, we'll continue to fight that. One of the other things that I think people need to be very aware of, that the SLIP in their last set of rules for some of this infrastructure money said that if you are not levying your full amount of mills, you're ineligible for those grant projects. So let's say you tried to do some property tax relief for your residents. Well, you would then make yourself ineligible for a round of infrastructure money. So sometimes I don't think that the hands are talking to each other in Cheyenne, especially when it comes to the executive and the legislative.
It will be an interesting conversation now that we have Councilman-elect Madden on City Council to see, you know, how he advocates for us, because he played such an important role, even in the formula.
Named after
him. Yeah. Interesting that he stayed at $105 million 4 years now. And they always want to chip away at it and make it less, when it really probably is going the wrong way, because with inflation and all of that.
Well, it had been 175 for a little while when the consensus funding was there.
When they doled out the $50 million for the ARPA projects for water and sewer. Interesting point about that mill levy, and if you weren't assessing your full mills, because I know Governor Byrne was very sympathetic to the cuts that Teton County was getting. Do they assess their full mills?
The town of Jackson does not assess any of their property tax mills. They live entirely off of sales tax. The county does not assess all 12 of its mills. Campbell County does not assess all of its mills. And Fremont County just enacted a 0.25% or either 0.25% or 0.5% cut of their mills.
We've just argued this since my time with the city, that we are doing what we can to help ourselves, even taxing ourselves to do roads. And so, interesting conversation.
Julie, you want to maybe mention, I know it's up here in announcements and we're just talking about the Main Street meeting, but our alleys is going to bid here sometime this month.
Yeah, I think the 22nd. So at 11, that one is the pre-bid meeting, and then December, what's that, Friday? The first, like third, whatever. That's when the bid opening will be. So Main Street alleys are going to be bid. Now they still have to be built, but we're doing the first step. Yeah.
Julie, what's your construction schedule plan on that?
Second to the first Friday.
I know we're bidding it now so that we can be first on the list next year rather than waiting until spring to bid it. And but it will take place next summer, so
okay,
that
so
it is done before.
It'll be done in 23.
That is the one thing that our downtown businesses continually come into City Hall and say, please don't have the Main Street torn up in 2024 and the alleys. So we've really pushed the. And I appreciate that with our business owners, because at one, that they're communicating with us, but they're being so accommodating that we get it that you're going to have the alleys torn up. Just don't do it at the same time that you have.
Hopefully they only do Main Street one alley at a time.
How many are you doing?
We're doing
1, 2, 3.
From Angus to the creek on the west side, and from Benteen by the post office all the way down to Benteen to Bennett on the other side. From the post office to the come and go.
Well, you'll find lots of issues.
I want you to. I'm
sure you're going to find some infrastructure you had no idea was out there.
Yeah.
Put it on the map.
Great contractor that always finds the infrastructure we don't know what we
have. They find it in the worst possible way with the track home.
Bozeman. Ma'am, anything?
Yeah.
Media? Press?
Huh? Will you be making your appointment today?
I don't know, because I don't know who applied, or so I'm.
Anybody did?
Reserve judgment till I get it.
There was one we've been trading back and forth because we were going to use it and. Oh!
Am I supposed to deliver this?
No, I know, it's for you to look at.
You may open the seal.
Because it does have Julie's name on it.
See, it was given to me and now I gave it back. We're fighting over this.
The winner is.
Question, with the next meeting so close to Christmas, do you think we'll need to meet? I know sometimes we haven't met and.
You can drop a Christmas present off of them.
That's your meeting. You
I'll
guys
make sure
to.
I get you something.
The county gets to decide.
Well, I guess let's look as we get just a little bit closer about any burning issue, especially if like we need to get together and discuss update on JCTA or anything else. So I guess I would say more likely than not, but I hold judgment until. We actually see what's pending.
Sounds good. The liquor license renewals tonight.
Don't forget your hat.
I've got my hands cleared here.